From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. In the Phoenix area, home builders are desperately short of skilled laborers like electricians, plumbers, and masons. With fewer people taking jobs in construction, developers are having a hard time keeping up with demand, and that's stalling housing market growth in the area. Me from KJZZ in Phoenix, Carrie Young has the story.
Just before the housing market crash, a five-bedroom house like this one in the Phoenix suburb of Queen Creek took about 3 months to finish. Today, it's closer to six. Toby Thomas is the president of Austin Electric, a state-based electrical subcontractor.
Unfortunately, the workforce just hasn't kept up with the demand. There's a significant gap right now.
Thomas says his company is often 3 days behind on jobs. When others are on a similar delay, that slows down the overall building pace. Dennis Hoffman, an economist at Arizona State University, explains the Great Recession is partly to blame for the labor shortage.
Most of those folks have moved on to different pursuits.
Low pay compared to neighboring states is also a factor. The $23 an hour that electricians see in Arizona is about 30% lower than California. But Hoffman says one of the biggest issues is Arizona's passage of strict anti-illegal immigration laws.
Available labor, especially from south of the border, was made much more difficult for contractors to obtain.
So, the Home Builders Association of Central Arizona and other partners are setting up training programs so they can tap other sources of labor, such as refugees. Nasrullah Shinwari, originally from Afghanistan, is training to be an electrical worker.
It is difficult, but it's not dangerous. That's why I like it.
Another promising labor source here, vocational programs in the state prison system.
Once the hot wire is landed, now we want to focus on the neutral wire.
Anthony Wright teaches this electrical class at the Arizona State Prison Perryville Complex. Ashley Roberts is one of his students.
It's definitely something that I want to get into whenever I'm released.
And contractors are just as eager to hire these inmates once they're out. The Home Builders Association is even holding job fairs inside prisons. So many of the inmates here could have a job waiting for them as soon as they're released. In Phoenix, I'm Carrie Young for Marketplace.